Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Miami Valley. Welcome to today's show, folks. Hey, we got a great one planned for you. You know, we're going to be talking about Medicare Part B. But, you know, before I jump into that, I want to share something else. Each week, I do my best to go out and look what's coming up on the calendar that we're maybe not aware of. And we always try to mention those things. It keeps the show fun, keeps it interesting. I did come across this website, www.daytonlocal.com. And then you can / or put events, or you can just click on the events on the screen. But that website, you load it up. It loads you the calendar for like December, for example. You can click on any day, and there's all the stuff going on local, folks. I think it's a great resource because, especially there's festivals coming up. There's Christmas lighting events coming up, Christmas tours through neighborhoods, things you probably won't even know of unless we have a resource we can tap into. So DaytonLocal.com, little plug for those folks. They do a great job of telling us what's going on local in this month of December. And something else too, Tony, again, before I jump in the show, you know, folks, I'm very, very honored to be blessed to meet so many great people that, you know, in this occupation I have. And, you know, I've got a client that wants to do something for veterans, substantial investments. They want to take some of their earnings each year and do something for a 501c3 that they can make a donation toward and help veterans. So I was given the challenge of finding a resource, Tony, of where we could plug in. So once again, I went to the mayor, you know, here in Beaver Creek. He's been a great connector. I know when we did our client appreciation event, I went to the mayor and said, I want to do something for veterans. We want to do something for, you know, a youth program. And yes, my client event we just hosted Sunday, a few weeks ago, Tony, it was a fundraiser. And we after we did our event, we gave the audience opportunity to go to givebetter.org. And we had a website set up to collect donations. And Tony, between Lone Star's donations and the group local that made a contribution, and with my match, because I told my group, whatever you all donate, I'm going to match it dollar for dollar. So right now, the meter's still running. We'll shut the meter off later this week. But right now, Tony, we're close to almost $10,000 we've raised for those two programs, wow. Blue Star That's Families huge. And also Michael's House, which helps huge. The youth. But here's the other thing. I went to Don once again. This is 3 for 3. I want to do something that we can funnel some resources toward and know we're making a difference in the lives of veterans. And by golly, this meeting, or this earlier this week, rather, I had the privilege of meeting Tiffany Rubin, who is the Vice President of Administration and Finance. Also had the pleasure to meet Tom Kelly, who is the President and CEO of United Way. United Way is the backbone of this organization, but it's called Vets Link, Tony, 211. Tony, I'm 67 years old, Tony. I've never heard, we've heard of 411. We used to call that number, you know, for information. Don't need that anymore. We still use 911, you know, for emergencies. I think there's also, Tom mentioned like 988, which I think is for hurricanes or floods or or tornadoes. But this 211 has been around for a long time, Tony. Never knew it existed. So folks, we want to get that out today. If you run across folks that are veterans, yes, but even just people in the community that have a need that needs to be fulfilled, maybe it's providing assistance like emergency food, maybe helping with rent, helping with utility payments, medical care, safe housing, disaster relief, elderly services, childcare, and so much more, Tony. You dial 211 on your phone. Somebody's going to answer your call. They're going to get you plugged in some resources that can help you fulfill whatever need you have. I know they mentioned this morning that they have about 50 or 60,000 calls each year.
That's
crazy.
And
it's growing. So I wanted to share that. We're actually going to have Tiffany on a future show, Tony, probably here sometime in January. I'll actually have Tiffany, the vice president of the company, come in and we'll do a show with her and she can share more in depth about what Veterans Link or Vets Link does for our veterans, specifically for veterans. And I think they serve nine counties here: Clark County, Greene County, Champaign County, Madison, Montgomery, Morgan, Muskegon, Perry, and Preble County. So they are amazing what they're doing in the community. And we certainly would want to get the word out there, plus get the resources plugged in to help folks in our community if they have any specific needs. So
I think that's great. And I know that the 211 goes to the United Way, and it's right. Like, I think it's initially get an automated system, but if you tell them you're a vendor, yes. I mean, a veteran, mm-hmm. I think this is really, really important. So I'm glad that you are doing so much. I know you like giving back to the community, Steve, but especially our veterans.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I haven't talked to you, Steve, since Thanksgiving, okay?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, and I'm hoping, like me, that you were able to overeat and eat too much this Thanksgiving.
You know,
that's my wish for everyone at Thanksgiving, so I don't feel so bad about myself. Did you overeat this Thanksgiving?
You know, the best thing about, well, there's a lot of best things about Thanksgiving, Tony. One of which is, and you know, you get to be with your family. That's the one event a year. I think there's a huge commitment from all the family members to try their best to get together that one day a year. You know, Christmas is tough. You've got kids, you got in-laws, outlaws, and you find yourself going to three and four different houses to celebrate Christmas, whereas Thanksgiving, yeah, everybody kind of tends to come together in one local spot and celebrate that time together. So yes, the answer is I did overeat. Yes. And Tony, you know what the best thing about Thanksgiving? It's the leftovers.
Oh, I know. Oh, I would agree 100%. You know, I've talked about this before on the show where the leftover turkey, I fried up in a pan with butter and seasoned it a little bit. And then I put it in a sandwich with some mayo and cheese. So good.
Yummy, so good. Yummy, yummy. Yeah. A bologna sandwich. Yes. A turkey sandwich. Good. All right.
Yeah. The best. Yeah. But leftovers are great. Yes. That's the best part about Thanksgiving is the leftovers, in my opinion. That night, if you have a noon meal, once it gets late, if you actually get hungry again on Thanksgiving Day, about 7, 8 p.m., when you start to get a little hungry, having that turkey sandwich, you take some of the fresh rolls, put some mayo on there, put some turkey in there, season it. Delicious. So, Steve, I know you've got a great topic for us today, moving on to the financial side of things. And I know you wanted to touch on Medicare a little bit, and the Medicare Part B, as it does almost every year, is the cost of Medicare Part B. The Medicare premiums are going up again this coming year, right?
Well, it's official. Medicare costs will eat up much of older Americans' Social Security cost of living adjustment next year. I'm using a USA Today article. It's official. Medicare Part B 2026 premiums will eat a big chunk out of your Social Security COLA. And it does have some good details. So the standard monthly premium for Medicare Part B, which covers outpatient care, doctor services, durable medical equipment, preventive services, will be $202.90 in 2026. And according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's up $17.90 or nearly 9.7% from 2025. It's a smaller than a $21 increase the Medicare trustees had projected earlier, Tony, but it's still the second largest jump in program history, which more than triple the 2.8 Social Security raise that we're also receiving next year. So this means many seniors will see yet another hit in their standard of living, Tony. So we're going to talk more about that today, but that is the facts. Yes, the premium is going up to $202.90 in 2026.
Wow. Yeah. 9.7% increase.
Yes.
Yet they only increased Social Security payments by what, 2.7 or 2.8?
2.8, you're right.
So it's like, why don't we switch those numbers? how about that? How about them apples? How about raising Social Security payouts by 9.7% and only raising Medicare Part B by 2.8. I think they got those confused.
We should let our
representatives know how we feel about that. But realistically, that's a pretty big increase, right? I mean, it's bigger than a lot of the past increases I can remember.
Well, according to this article, seniors were the only group who saw an increase in poverty in 2024, Tony, either through age group they stayed in or maybe the same or it improved. So when retirees look at Medicare Part B increase, many feel as if it's taking a significant portion, if not most, of their COLA or cost of living adjustment. It's another example of how persistent cost increases continue to pressure our household budgets, Tony. So according to Social Security Administration, the average monthly benefit will rise by $56 in January because you mentioned it earlier, the 2.8% cost of living increase. But you later have to factor in the $17.90 increase in Medicare Part B that raises your healthcare costs. So the real monthly increase for most seniors drops to about $38.10 a month, Tony.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's interesting that this increase is smaller than initially projected, but it's still the second largest in program history.
Correct.
Yeah. And it does reduce that COLA gain by about $38. So things have risen out there. Costs are getting higher and, you know, retiring, it makes working with somebody like yourself that much more important to have that plan in place before you retire to deal with these things, because you calculate in healthcare costs and inflation costs, don't you?
Well, let's talk about something that's even going to matter a lot more to people, Tony, on the lower end of the Social Security benefit scale. It's the hold harmless provision. You know, with such a large increase in Medicare Part B, this rule will likely kick in for recipients who receive $640 a month or less in Social Security.
And that provision is really there to make sure people aren't pushed backwards, Steve. I think it prevents the Medicare Part B premium increase from being larger than a person's COLA as far as dollars are concerned. The percentage is bigger, as I joked about earlier,
right.
but they don't want it to be more than COLA in dollars. If the premium goes up more than their benefit, that protection is still in place, right?
Well, yeah. And see, Tony, in that scenario, the beneficiary doesn't have to pay the full premium increase. And the portion they don't get spread across other people who aren't protected under the same rules. So for someone getting $640 a month, next year, you know, 2.8 COLA adds up to about, you know, just under $18. So with the hold harmless protection, the $17.90 Part B increase would completely wipe out that bump.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So interesting. That's a huge difference for somebody living on that income. And it's interesting how much this varies year to year, isn't it?
Well, Tony, it really does. You know, back in 2022, only about 1.5% of beneficiaries needed the hold harmless protection. Part B rose by $21.60. But the average Social Security increase was $92, so most people could absorb it. But in 2017, when premiums jumped 10%, or about $12.20, and the COLA was only 0.03, that's roughly $5. So about 70% of enrollees paid lower than standard premium because of the hold harmless rule.
Yeah. Okay. So the hold harmless rule, that's interesting. It's a dramatic swing. It shows why retirees need to understand how all these rules work, because, hey, the impact on their actual monthly income can change a lot depending on the year then, right?
Well, the hold harmless provisioning is helpful, but it won't fix everything, Tony. It can protect seniors from big increases in Medicare Part B premium, but it doesn't shield them from every cost.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's true. I think that's really good. Now, that's partly because a lot of retirees have other automatic deductions coming out of those Social Security checks, probably.
Well, if someone had premiums for Medicare Advantage or maybe a Part D prescription drug plan deducted automatically, increases in those premiums can still reduce their Social Security benefits. So remember, Part D is optional, but it covers prescription medications. So many people, they rely on it, Tony. And some Part D plans are seeing big jumps. In 2026, certain plans are increasing premiums by as much as $50, which is the maximum allowed under Part D premium stabilization program. But according to KFF, a nonprofit partisan research group, whose data is cited for this article. So that's where we're getting our information from.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's interesting. And so, you know what? It can get complicated. It's alphabet soup with Medicare, A, B, yes. B, C, D.
Yes.
But, you know, a $50 increase is no small thing, especially for somebody already trying to make it on a budget or fixed income. And retirees are seeing fewer choices now, right?
Well, they are, Tony. In fact, the number of standalone Part D prescription drug plans has been cut in half since 2024. Which really limits options for people trying to find something affordable or better suited for their needs.
Yeah, and that's good. So even if somebody qualifies for hold harmless, they could unfortunately see their net Social Security benefit shrink because of these other premiums. So it's good to know about this. It's not a good thing, I should say, but you have to know about all these ins and outs. And Steve, that's why I know working with you and your team, you help with Medicare planning, healthcare planning, yes. Things like that, right?
Bingo, Tony. And see, here's one more important point. Not everyone is eligible for the hold harmless provision in the first place. So people who are not protected include new Medicare enrollees, individuals who aren't receiving Social Security benefits, and also high income earners. But Tony, you mentioned something a minute ago. This would be a good time, I think, to put in a plug. You know, one of the things I really take a lot of just pride in is knowing that over the years, we've developed a really strong, unique team. People that specialize in other areas. So very blessed that we've got a group that we're affiliated with. I call it one of my alliances, that when people have Medicare questions, we've got a resource that we can plug them right into. There's no compensation in it for us. We just want them to take great care of our clients. And so they've done a great job of when changes occur, open enrollment's happening right now, then they look at all the plans available. Look at where you live, what county you live in, because that matters. Who are your doctors? What are your prescriptions? And they run the gauntlet, Tony. They run the search, I guess we'll call it, lack of better words. Which plan is the best fit for that situation? And they don't charge any fees for this. They simply get compensated. In the event you work with one of their providers and they find you a better plan, they'll share that with you, and that's who's going to compensate them. So it's a great resource. In fact, it's right on our website. You go to our website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com, go to Teams, scroll down, Retirement IQ, click on the link. You can set up an appointment or a phone call right there on the website, Tony. And I know they're booked crazy busy right now, but you can still put in a request for someone to call you back. They'll get back with you promptly and help determine what plan do you have? Can we help improve that? And they do all this at no cost.
Wow. That's really amazing. So it's really good to highlight these things because there's often an assumption that some of these rules apply to everyone. Clearly they don't. You have to understand this. Right.
So we've talked about premiums, Tony, but there's another piece that affects what retirees actually pay out of their pocket deductibles.
Yeah. People don't realize with Medicare, there's still premiums, there's still deductibles, there's still copays, there's still costs. But even if somebody can manage the premium increases, the deductible is what they have to cover before Medicare starts paying its share, right?
Yeah. And see, next year, that deductible is going up. So the annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries will be $283 in 2026. So that's $26 increase from 2025 when it was $257. And again, this is according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Right. Yeah. So between higher premiums and higher deductibles, Medicare enrollees are going to be facing higher costs on several fronts this next year.
Now, here's an interesting angle. You know, could the Medicare Part B premium could have been even higher? And according to CMS, yes, it actually could have been. According to the article, early policy changes prevented the Part B premium from rising the additional $11 per month.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a significant difference. So what exactly changed to keep that increase from happening?
Well, Tony, it comes down to the 2026 Physician Fee Schedule Final Rule. The CMS finalized changes that are expected to reduce spending on skin substitutes by about 90%, which still maintaining patient care. These products, whether biological, synthetic, biosynthetic, are designed to mimic human skin and are used to cover and treat chronic wounds like diabetic foot ulcers. The administration reclassified them, so they're no longer billed separately, which is where these big savings come from.
Yeah, I guess they're finding ways to save. You know, you might think, well, that's not going to apply to me, skin substitutes, all that. Hey, if they can minimize and save wherever they can, it's helpful. And I know that reclassification right there helped keep premiums lower than it otherwise may have been, right?
Well, it's worth noting that the Medicare trustees had already estimated back in July that the Medicare Part B premium could rise by $21.50, you know, taking it up to $206.50. But the actual increase turned out to be $17.90, bringing it to, mentioned earlier, the $202.90 total instead. But Let's keep going with today's conversation about Medicare by looking, you know, at the recent ARP article, seven changes coming to Medicare in 2026. Let's start with one of the biggest changes, Tony. Medicare negotiated drug prices beginning in January. 10 high-cost prescription drugs will be available at reduced cost.
Hmm. And this is just the first round of negotiated prices, right? I mean, it was made possible by that prescription drug law passed in 2022.
Well, that law did allow Medicare to negotiate directly on certain high-cost medications, Tony. These 10 drugs include treatments for arthritis, blood clots, cancer, and diabetes, all of which many of our seniors are plagued with those situations.
Well, sure. So
The goal is to make these medications more accessible, more affordable, and ultimately improve the quality of life for millions of these beneficiaries.
Yeah. And these negotiated prices have to be available to eligible Medicare beneficiaries starting January 1st, right?
They do, Tony. And just as importantly, all Medicare Advantage premium drug plans and standalone Part D plans must cover these 10 medications. So beneficiaries across Medicare should have access to all these at these lower costs.
Yeah. So what kind of savings are we talking about here?
Well, for beneficiaries, out-of-pocket spending, it's expected to drop by about $1.5 billion in 2026 alone because those savings will continue year after year.
Wow.
And give us some more perspective. If these negotiated prices had been back in 2023, Medicare itself would have saved about $6 billion, Tony.
If they'd been in place, yeah.
If they'd been in place. So another notable change in 2026 is that some Medicare enrollees may get an additional chance to switch plans. So this ties directly into these updates CMS has made available to Medicare Plan Finder tool.
Yeah. And so that Medicare Plan Finder tool is helpful. And that's the tool that people use during open enrollment or the annual enrollment period, which is October 15th to December 7th, to compare Medicare Advantage and Part D plans, correct?
Yeah, no, Tony, that tool is available and some people do take advantage of it. You mentioned earlier, it's so complicated. I think it's just better use of time. Let a professional be your guide, if you would, to rather than you sit on your computer and go to Medicare Plan Finder tool, you know, get a hold of one of the people on our team. No cost, Tony. Let them run the gauntlet for you and save you all that stress and anxiety of you having to print off page after page of information, compare a plan. Let somebody else do that with you, for you, and take the stress off of you. So, you know, another thing too, in 2026, CMS also added information about which doctors and other healthcare providers are included in Medicare Advantage Plans Network. So many consumers won't have to leave their, you know, plan finder to check these doctors, hospital, or specialists to see if they're in the network. Once again, I still encourage folks to use one of our resources, no cost. Give them your list of doctors, your medications, what county you live in. Let them run that search for you and take the stress off of you.
I think that sounds great. And it is a big improvement in general, but it sounds like the data for that, plan finder isn't complete yet either. So that's why you should work with a Medicare specialist. And I know you offer that to our listeners out there and they can set up a no charge, no obligation consultation.
Well, you said it, Tony, and you're correct because some of the provider directory information isn't listed for all the plans yet. CMS will continue adding and updating these details as insurers, you know, send them in. But once again, you can use that tool. I would still encourage you to reach out to one of our resources, let them do the research for you, because they have full objectivity, find you the best plan that's the best fit for you and share with you, let you see the comparisons of what plan could be better for you.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to wrap up the show because we're out of time, Steve, but we only covered about half this topic. We're going to revisit this again and do a part two in the coming weeks, hopefully, but
yes,
a lot of information packed in today. Steve, how can our listeners get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Folks, reach out to us on the website, PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Go right down to the bottom of the homepage. There's a calendar link. You can schedule a quick phone call, or better yet, come and see us in person. Two locations. One's in Beaver Creek inside the Chamber of Commerce. The other one's up the north side of Troy, Ohio. Or give us a call, 937-667-6500. Talk to any member of our team. Get scheduled an appointment on the phone, or better yet, come see us in person, Tony.
Sounds good, Steve. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.